A new study is urging improved support for Australian graduate nurses working in the health sector. Many graduate registered nurses experience emotional burnout in the first year of practice. By 2035, nurse numbers in Australia are expected to be short around 80,000. To better understand the challenges graduate nurses face, as well as what improvements are needed to be implemented, The Wire's Tony Pankaluik spoke to lecturer in nursing at James Cook University, Kate Hurley.
Our literature review, we scoped literature over a 20-year period. So for the last 20 years, we found 6 articles that met our criteria over a 20-year period, all Australian-based articles. And what they were looking at were the challenges that graduates face and the things that might contribute to emotional burnout in that first year of practice. So with that literature, we were able to identify 3 really key main themes. And the first one was unsupportive workplaces. So that looks at the support that's provided to the graduate nurse in that first year of practice. It's looking at things like psychological safety, that the role that feedback and inclusion plays in acceptance and belonging in that first year of practice. And if we're not feeling like we're psychologically safe or we don't feel like we belong, then that can lead to feelings of self-doubt, which can contribute to emotional burnout. The second theme that we identified was role stress. So with that, we were looking at that feeling of isolation and that feeling of almost feeling a little bit out of depth in that RN role. And whilst we all understand that graduate nurses graduate with the same certification, they don't always go and complete that graduate year in the same setting. So we found that these role stress was likely exacerbated when registered nurses in their first year of practice were placed in clinical environments that they were unsure of or that they'd not had experience in or that they felt were out of their depth, so some of those really complex settings. And we also found in our research that graduate nurses in that first year of practice found even some of the facilities quite large and overwhelming, and we even had reports of graduate nurses becoming lost within the facility because they couldn't find their way. And the final theme that we identified was workload expectations. And that looked at the workload that graduates were expected to take on in that first year of practice. And within that, our research found that often that combined with a bit of a lack of support contributed to graduate nurses feeling emotionally burnt out, particularly again in those higher acuity areas, those really specialised areas such as ICU. You know, our research found that combined with things like shift work and trying to get that work-life balance contributed to emotional burnout as well.
And so, Kate, you mentioned earlier you and the team looked at 6 studies beforehand. Can you dive deeper into the methodologies that we use in the research? Like, how was it conducted?
Yeah, so basically with a scoping review, we searched far and wide, lots of databases to try and find appropriate articles that fit our criteria. And our criteria, we tried to be quite specific in what we were looking for because we really were interested in capturing what are the experiences of graduate RNs in Australia and then how does that sit with emotional burnout specifically for that population group. So we had quite strict inclusion criteria where the included articles had to discuss nurses in their first year of practice. And the key focus had to be emotional burnout, and that we needed the articles to be peer reviewed as well and published in English text. That's how we were able to find our 6 articles. So we started off with a lot more than that. I think we started off with 344 articles, and we were able to then narrow that down to 6 that met that inclusion criteria. We had a range of research included in our scoping review. So we had 2 quantitative studies, we had 3 qualitative studies, and we had 1 mixed method study. So we were able to look at the different dimensions of early practice and that lived experience of graduate nurses in that first year. Also able to, with our quantitative studies, look at sort of measurable evidence of psychological or organisational patterns across time, because again, we're looking at research over a 20-year period. And then we've had 1 study in there that looked at registered nurses and registered midwives, but they had key elements within that that focuses specifically on registered nurses. And then we had 1 study included in that was focused in the neonatal intensive care. So that's where we were able to draw some of those findings about those more complex or specialised work environments and the impact that that had on the development or the experiences of graduate nurses in that first year of practice and how that might contribute to emotional burnout as well. And we were able to have some of those studies were specific to to areas or states, and others were a more broad discussion of graduate nurses' experience in that first year and emotional burnout.
Is there any limitations to the current approaches, and is there anything else you'd like to do for future, just to overall help with the issue?
Yeah, so certainly the small sample size was a limitation, and we noted that within our publication as well, that we did only get 6 studies that we could look at. And again, they're sort of spanning a wide period of time, 20 years, so that might tell us that the problem's been around for 20 years and what we're doing hasn't helped. But that also then says, well, it's not a whole lot of research to draw these conclusions from. Another limitation that we identified that would be an interesting thing to explore more broadly is burnout in the first year of practice internationally, so looking at what other countries are experiencing as well, rather than focusing just on Australia. And one other area where we flagged that could be interesting to explore in more detail is looking at, we've identified now that emotional burnout exists in this graduate nurse population, and we've identified some themes within our research, but looking at different settings, so metropolitan versus rural and remote, and are we seeing the same things based on demographic as well? So that was another thing that we included. And one last thing that we included as a limitation was that the articles in our research were all hospital-based nursing experiences, so they were looking at graduate nurse experience generally in a larger organisational facility, and it would be interesting to be able to look at community-based nursing or nursing sort of in the general practice setting away from those larger facilities. So that's another limitation that we had, where we had all of the included studies were looking at graduate experience in hospital-based settings.
Just overall, what reforms would you like to see done tackle the issue? Like, what did the research provide for recommendations? What would you like to see just to help these graduate nurses?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of work happening in this space at the moment around workforce with the government and looking at, you know, workforce strategies and workforce planning. And that's really key because our publication focuses on emotional burnout in graduate nurses. But we know just from listening to the news or reading other research that burnout amongst healthcare professionals increasingly being reported upon. And we know that our workforce is quite stretched. And our healthcare professionals are feeling the effects of things like high workloads, trying to maintain that work-life balance with rostering and things like that. So I think whilst we've identified that these are themes for graduate nurses in this publication, they're probably more broadly themes for registered health professionals. And that certainly is what we found in the wider literature when we were researching for this paper. So I think it's a multifaceted systemic issue that we're talking about in the publication. And we identified in our research that the support that graduate nurses require is really, really critical for that first 3 months and ideally up to 12 months, but that first 3 to 6 months is really critical to be able to support graduate nurses in the workplace to try and mitigate or work through these challenges that they experience, such as unsupportive workplaces and role stress and workload expectations, to really give them that time to incrementally learn. So not have that expectation that they hit the ground running and they're expected to know everything from day one. That incremental learning over the first 3 to 6 months was something that we identified. Now, obviously, we've got graduate nurse transition programs in Australia. Most facilities or organisations have these graduate nurse transitions programs. They really are seen as the gold standard. So ensuring that facilities have those, ensuring that they're well aligned to what the graduate nurse needs. Then we've got the other side of that, ensuring there's adequate staffing levels, ensuring that the expectations placed on nurses that are newly entering the profession in their graduate year, you know, the expectations are at the right level and that they do sit within a scope of practice that they feel comfortable practicing in, particularly if they're placed in environments that are more complex or high stress, such as those intensive care settings. So I think there's a lot of angles that need to come together, a lot of different areas that need to come together to look at how to support graduate nurses. I think the blueprint's there. We know what to do. We know that these graduate support programs or these graduate transition programs are vital. So making sure that each graduate is offered that opportunity and that the program delivers the way that it's meant to, and the graduate nurse can have that more structured, slower transition into the practice area over that 3 to 6 months, ideally up to 12 months, but that quite intensive support for the first 3 to 6 months.
That was Kate Hurley from James Cook University Day, speaking to The Wire's Tony Pankalowicz.